Hey there, listeners. As always, you're listening to Blind Date, the show where I bring you creative individuals from Louisville, its sister cities, and beyond. I have another Studio Works artist for you today. His name is Jeremy Smith. Jeremy's style is very illustrative, and most of his influences are based in comic book art. His artwork tends to be of like super muscular individuals, super colorful, lots of like superhumans and heroes and things of that nature. He hopes one day to make his own comic book. He's been doing lots of little things very close, kind of on the edge of all that. Jeremy's been doing art since he was very young. He has some artistic members in his family who have really been an influence on him. But I'm going to let you guys get to the interview and you'll hear more about it. Thanks, guys. All right. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi.
Hey. So I'm going to ask an easy question. How long have you been doing art?
Since I was seven.
Since you were seven. What got you into it?
Well, my dad was in the bedroom. He was laying on bed. I asked him, can he draw a little something to see what he could draw? Okay. Dad drew Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
I was just amazed on what he drew. He drew it so much good details. Features to it. I wanted to be just like my dad. Timothy Glenn Smith,
mm-hmm.
wanted to be just like him. To draw just like how he drew. So I started drawing Stickman. The way how I did it, to make a muscle man, it's just one lump on a stick and mm-hmm. make the muscles and make little square boxes and everything. So I just did that, and that's how I learned how to draw. And as soon as I got in my teenager years, when I was in Alfred Binet school, I started learning some new ideas in drawing anime. Mm-hmm. They started showing me anime drawings and like Spawn and superheroes and stuff like that. I wanted to draw that kind of stuff. And when my dad started drawing the superheroes and his own villains and stuff mm-hmm. like that, my dad did. I was sitting on the table with my dad, me and Josh and Dad. When Isaiah was a baby, we would just sit there and just draw. And I'll show Dad and show to get him and improve that my art is good. Mm-hmm. To show Dad to see my art's improved, he would say, "Yeah, that's good. That's very good."
Yeah.
And he would say, "Well, your line's a little chalky.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go a straight line. Instead of making your lines chalky and keep pressing on the paper, just write on a light line
mm-hmm.
and do good on your lines. Your curves and your hands not should be too big. It should be like regular human hands, you know. Different things. Comic art. I like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you read a lot of comics?
I read a lot of comics, yes.
Yeah, do you have like any kind of favorites?
Vampirella.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
The 1969 comic, Vampirella.
Yeah, I'm a little familiar with that. I don't read a lot of comics. I like some, have you heard of Jack Kirby? He did a lot of like Marvel stuff, like the early Hulk and this one called New Gods. It's pretty cool. It kind of reminds me of some of your work because, you said, draw like a lot of muscle dudes.
Yeah, like the ones behind you, the one right there. Yeah. I drew that. The elf dude.
Yeah.
Whites and smashing the Pepsi can. I did that.
Nice.
I like different things. I could draw a woman very good, very petite. I could draw a woman very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Dad, we had an art contest a couple weeks before I couldn't come over, we was drawing fairies.
Mm-hmm.
And how we did that, it was very nice. He said most fairies don't have clothes. So yeah, we drew that.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of like early illustrations, there were like more nudes, but like soft without like too much detail. Yeah. Like in a lot of like older fantasy books and things. Yeah.
He said, if you see a fairy, he said, would a fairy have clothes or not? And he said, if you look in the woods. And I said, I don't know. Most things you don't see that. But yeah, if you actually see one, would you think she'll have one on? No.
Yeah, it depends on, I think, like the story you're reading. Like, you know, like, have you ever seen Disney's Fantasia?
Fantasia, yeah. I seen a bunch of Fantasia. I liked it. I like when Mickey Mouse raised up the
and all that.
And got the broom and mm-hmm. the dustpan dancing around. And
yeah,
the wizard came in there, fussed at him.
Yeah.
So he used his hat.
Yeah. Moving on to Studio Works, how long have you been coming to Studio Works?
8 years.
8 years.
Going on 9.
Awesome. Do you feel like it's kind of helped you as an artist?
Yeah.
In what ways do you know?
Well, details, mm-hmm. My curves, my painting skills, my coloring skills, I'd say my detail brushes. Know how to use them very well. I know which brushes to use. The clay work, I know what to use for clay. Next I want to learn weaving.
That sounds cool.
Weaving basket.
So are you doing a lot of new stuff then here?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I'm weaving yarn,
mm-hmm.
but it's making pop holders.
Okay, cool. What would that be? Embroidery maybe? Or maybe crochet? I don't know. I feel like my wife would know better than I would. I don't do that stuff. Do you like these new like mediums, like these challenges, like these new things that you're doing?
Yeah.
Cool. Have you ever thought about doing a comic book? Going back to that?
Yeah. I like to do a comic book. I like to express my feelings on a comic book. I like to do a life story on a mm-hmm. comic that's about my family.
Cool.
And make it look cool. You know? And give it a good action pack on it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds cool.
Make my dad look cool looking on it.
Yeah, like superhero.
Started out when dad was young.
Yeah.
And, you know, make it look cool looking and give him that action pack.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So has your dad always done art?
Yeah, he's pretty good at it.
Yeah. Did he go to school for it at all, or just kind of did it on his own?
I think he did it on his own. I mean,
cool.
He was very good at it. Even when I was a young boy,
mm-hmm.
My mom was an artist.
She
drew a picture of on the Bible,
mm-hmm.
what it called, you know, the lady that put the little baby in the creek.
Yeah.
In the creek.
Yeah. So
she drew that. Which made her look sad but happy.
Yeah.
To put away, and over the side it shows the Egyptians.
Yeah.
The lady seeing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom drew that.
That's cool. That's
when
awesome.
She was a lot younger. She was 18 when she drew that.
Sounds like you have a lot of artistic people in your family.
Joshua, mm-hmm. he's artistic. He's just more like drawing tattoo drawings.
Cool.
And Timmy, he's good at drawing. He's artistic. he likes to draw heroes and skulls and other stuff. And
yeah.
He likes to draw stuff like that. I always told Timmy, I said, this is a place for you for art. I said, you even can come here and work here where I'm at and do art and get paid for your drawing skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Joshua that too. And you know, I said, you're more a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even sell your art down in the tattoo store.
It's true. Cool. Have you had any interest in tattoo art?
Nah, I'm more of a comic person.
Yeah, I feel you. I thought about that for a little bit, but I don't know.
Josh was more depth on the tattoo art. Dude.
Yeah.
He put more details to it.
It just seems kind of weird to draw on like people's skin. Because like I'm used to paper.
I mean, I got a steady hand.
I wish I could say that. I used to have a steady hand.
Yeah. If I had one of my own, I could do one on my leg.
Yeah. Little homemade tattoo. So you got any new projects lined up? Like any big things?
We're still working on my dragon. I've done the body of my dragon as a sea dragon. What I did is I took the head of the dragon
mm-hmm.
that I drew since I was a teenager.
Oh, cool.
And I made the body out of my own mind.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of took scraps that I drew of the body and kind of give it a dinosaur look of a sea dragon.
Oh, okay, cool. Was it just like out of your head or
yeah.
did you have any references?
Yeah.
Ooh, cool. Where would you like to see your art go? Like, do you have any like goals for the future?
I like to see my art goes in a comic.
Yeah.
I like to see it before life ended. Before life ends.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see my dad see my comics.
Yeah.
See my art in a comic.
Yeah.
If it's not in the comic, you know, they show the comic picture, give you an example. In a comic, they will show somebody's art in the comic.
Yeah, okay, yeah, like fan art and stuff.
Fan art.
Yeah.
But they will show that. It's just like that. If my art picture shows in that, that would be great.
Yeah.
That's more happiness and more anything.
Yeah. I think because of like technology and stuff, it'd be really easy to make your own comic. Like, you know, there's stuff online, like services.
I figured it out on my computer how to do that. And there's this, I got an HP, and
mm-hmm.
there's this box, and it's got these square boxes
mm-hmm.
lined up, and I'm printing them out on
mm-hmm.
my paper. I just don't want to waste no more ink.
Yeah.
And I'll start sketching.
Okay. Cool.
And I doodle on there, and it's just the things I doodle is a little crazy. And I always draw a dead man getting shot. From a dude shooting a dead man, a zombie.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And it would be crazy, you know?
Yeah. And so this is like a program on the computer you draw on it?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is on the table. You just draw it on inside of the box.
Oh, okay.
The box is big enough that you can draw on.
All right, cool.
And I'll use a pinpoint pen.
Yeah.
Pinpoint pen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just draw the head, and it may look like it didn't phase the zombie.
Yeah.
When it comes out and grabs.
I don't think much phases zombies.
pull a skin out in his arm, and it'll show it, and then you can see the bone and everything. And the dude just tosses his head sideways and just screams.
Yeah. Oh, those zombies. I was talking to Eric earlier about Walking Dead.
I know. I watch a lot of it.
Yeah.
Walking Dead zombie and stuff like that. Now I'm watching, what they call the polka dot stuff. What they call the ghost stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure, like, what shows are on now about it. I used to watch a lot of stuff like that. Okay. I used to watch that a lot as a kid. I used to believe in ghosts. I don't know if I still do, but...
I do.
Yeah. I think my music room's haunted.
That stuff is real, man. If you never seen it and don't ever felt it, it's real.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to think about it sometimes. But yeah, I think... You know, you should definitely look into making your own comic. Like, I think it's so much easier today to do that kind of thing. Like, even just printing out on computer paper and stapling it. I did that once. But yeah, I think you could totally do it. You got a great style. And
yeah, I even tried, do cards. I made cards.
Oh, yeah.
Greeting cards on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the back and the front. Mm-hmm. And I got, right. Hard cards,
yeah,
hard ones, and it goes right through my printer like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it go right through and print it off.
Yeah,
and these are the hard stock papers, mm-hmm. And it would print it off, and I don't put Hallmark card.
Mm-hmm.
I make my own Hallmark symbol.
Yeah,
I make my own
nice
symbol. For that,
and yeah,
I put my symbol is called JC Jewelry. JC Diamond Jewelry. Something I don't know. JC, I haven't got clear finished with the name of it, but
yeah,
it's got JC on there, but it's JC. And it's got the cards and it's got the label down
cool
there. And I did it on my computer that has the name on it. All
yeah
I need to do is make greeting cards.
Nice. I remember last time I talked to you, you said something about making kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like your own like card set, like a playing card deck.
I make my own Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
That's cool. That's awesome.
I do my own Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I make some for Brad and I text it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it to Walmart or what it called to the what is that called, that place. It prints it out back in front.
Oh, cool. Okay, like FedEx, Kinko's, or something.
Yeah,
like one of those places.
That. What is it called, the computer I got? It prints it back in
nice
front.
Nice. Okay.
I found a way on my computer to do something like that.
Cool.
And the Hardstart paper,
mm-hmm.
You do it on that, you can cut them out.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate you talking to me today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. To learn more about Jeremy and all the other StudioWorks artists, visit zoomgroup.org/StudioWorks, one word. Or you can go to the StudioWorks by Zoom Group Facebook page. I urge you to do so. And I'll have links, as always, on my blog, blinddateart.wordpress.com. And don't forget, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr. I don't tweet, though. I started out today with a Beirut song entitled Venice. I'm going to leave you with a Future Island song called Give Us the Wind. Before I go, I want to mention that StudioWorks is having their exhibition Reflections February 26th. Reflections is a juried exhibition featuring self-portraits with artists who identify as belonging to the disability community. You don't want to miss this show. Well, this song is starting to get underway. So, from the awkward to the profound, this has been Blind Date. Catch you guys next time.